Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today at The Key and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners in this most holy and sacred and solemn month of Muharram. As you know, Muharram is the month in which the third Imam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was martyred, as well as his loyal companions and many of his family members. And it is a grave and very sad day for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, as well as those who are fond of them, as well as all of the freedom-loving seekers of this world. Today on The Key, we would like to ask and address a question related to Imam Hussein, and that is this question: when was, what is the kunya of Imam Hussein, and exactly what does this imply? The answer to this question is that the word kunya, which we could roughly translate as title, it comes from the word kinaya, which means to allude to something or allude to somebody by means of a certain word. And in Arabic, this is usually done as a sign of respect, because they felt that it's not a very respectful to call somebody by his first name. So therefore, Arabs, in order to show respect to people, they would refer to them by means of their kunya or their title. Now, this varied from case to case. Kunyas were constructed using the name of the father or mother of the person, and sometimes even the child of the person. For example, one kunya of one of the companions of the Prophet is Ibn Abbas, the son of Abbas. Or we have, here in this case, we have the kunya of the person being constructed by means of his being related to his father. Or we have Umme Kulsum, the mother of Kulsum, right? This is a kunya which has been constructed using the child of the person. Or Abul Hasan, the father of Hasan. Here again we have the kunya being used and constructed using the name of the son. Now, the kunya of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is Aba Abdullah. And this is a kunya which is special in the sense that it was given to him by the Prophet himself. The Prophet himself bestowed this kunya upon him, with the permission of God, the actual name of Imam Hussein to him. And we refer to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, using this kunya, using this title as a sign of respect. It should be also noted that this is also the kunya of the sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the kunya and title of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.